Hello, my name is Lola, and I am in the fourth grade. Welcome to the Bearcasters.
Greetings, faraway planet. I come from a different universe. I am Derek, and from the sixth grade. Welcome to the Bearcasters.
Hello, my name is Sebastian, and I am in the sixth grade, and welcome to the Bearcasters.
Hello, my name is Horam, and I'm fifth grade, and my teacher is Mr. Martinez, and welcome to the Bearcasters.
Hello, my name is Jaden. I am in the fourth grade. My teacher is Ms. Degalado. Welcome to the Bearcasters.
Hello, my name is Eliasar. Well, I am in the fifth grade and in Mr. Martinez's class. And welcome to the Bearcasters. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Hawaii.
Hawaii who?
I'm good, how are you?
What do you call a fake noodle?
What?
An impasta.
That's... What do dogs say on Thanksgiving?
What?
All food must go to the lab for testing.
Oh, because the dogs are gonna eat the food.
No. Oh.
Wait.
I don't know. What is a snake's favorite subject in school?
What?
History.
Uh-huh.
Get it? Mm-hmm. History?
I like lunch.
Why does Humpty Dumpty love autumn?
Why?
Because he had all of his great falls in that time.
Oh. That's so funny.
Yeah, funniest.
Why do we tell actors to break a leg?
Why?
Because every play has a cast.
Hello, my name is Eliasar.
Hello, my name is Jaden.
Hello, my name is Horam.
Hello, my name is Derek.
Hello, my name is Sebastian.
Hello, my name is Lola.
Hello, my name is Ms. Campos.
Hello, my name is Mr. Moreno.
Today, we're going to be interviewing Ms. Campos. Take it away, Lola. Ms. Campos is our school vice principal and is nice enough to answer some of our questions. Okay. Ms. Campos, if you could have any other type of job, what would it be?
I always wanted to have my own store, like a bookstore, and just sell books. But unfortunately, I don't have enough money. But I, when I retire, I still think it would be nice to have a little shop, either selling coffee and books and have a little shop where people could come in and enjoy a book.
Would you guys go to her bookstore?
Yeah. It sounds like an amazing idea.
And
it just sounds very good on Wednesday. Yeah.
Young Wednesday.
I have a question.
Yes.
For the bookstore, what would you sell as your
What kind of books?
Yes.
Well, all kinds of books, but mainly I think I would like children to be able to go in and come with their parents and just sit down. So I think adult books so the adults could enjoy. But then, of course, I would want children to go with their parents and have, you know, wide selection.
I also have a question. What do you think would be like the theme of the whole store?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such an interesting question. I don't know, but I do think that it would be a good idea. I've never thought about it. Now I'm going to think about a good theme for my bookstore. But I think something about our culture, like, you know, something, I grew up in Boyle Heights. So I think it would be like something with Boyle Heights involved or, you know, the community. Mm-hmm.
I have a question as well. Mm-hmm. What would your store name would be?
Oh, that's another good question. I've never thought about a name for my store. You know, my last name is Campos, so maybe Campitos. That's like my husband and I, Campos. Nickname. We call ourselves Campitos, the Campitos family. So maybe it could be called the Campitos Bookstore.
Your free coffee for teachers?
Yes, only on Wednesdays.
Only on Wednesdays.
I have to make a living, you know. Maybe that could be Thursdays. No, no coffee for you guys, though.
Some hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate, yes, hot chocolate.
Can I get some hot chocolate?
I have a question, actually. A different scenario. What was the weirdest situation that you were in while in school?
While in school. There's so many of them.
Like throughout the years.
Throughout the years. And Mariana?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And like any, actually.
Yeah. You know, when I first started this school, I was really young. I started when I was 23 years old. And a lot of times the parents thought I wasn't a teacher. And they would come in and they would talk to my TA, thinking my TA was a teacher. And then I would have to say, oh, no, I'm the teacher. And they would say, you're the teacher? And I would, yes, I'm sorry, like, because I guess I was young. And now that I'm older, the kids are saying, oh, how old are you, Ms. Campos? And I tell them, because I'm old. And they say, oh, you're so old. So I can't believe that I've been at Mariana for this long, that when I started, nobody believed that I was a teacher. And now they think I'm like a grandma. So I think that's kind of weird.
I think because parents usually think that the teacher's gotta be older to be a teacher.
Right, yeah. Yeah. But like right now, you know, Miss Lara, our RSP teacher, she's really young. So I think when people see her, like, oh, you're a teacher, right? And hopefully one day she'll be here 30 years and then they're gonna look at her like me, like, oh, you've been at this school for 30 years.
Okay, Miss Gumpels, I have another question. Mm-hmm. What do you know now that you wish you had known on your first day of vice principal?
That's a hard one. I think that my main job is always to help everybody, like to help the teachers, to help, you know, Ms. Vargas, and to help the boys and girls. So that's important. But I think it's also important for me to have my own goals for the school. You know, like I want to help everybody, but I think that I'm not going to make myself happy if I don't have my own goals as well. So yeah. I have to set my own goals. Like, what do I want to accomplish for the year? And then, yes, help the teachers, help the principal, help everybody. But if all I'm doing is helping others, it's not going to be good for our school. So I have to every year I set myself three goals for the year. And if I'm able to at least meet one of them, that's going to make me happy. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite subject, like ever?
I love reading. So language arts, reading and writing. I think I'm a good storyteller too. So I like to write my stories, but then I like to tell my stories orally. So like my family, they always ask me, Mom, tell us one of your stories about when you were a baby, or one of your stories at Mariana, or, you know. So I think I like telling stories, but I like to write them. And I also like to get up on stage and like tell the story to the kids. Like, when I'm subbing for students, I like to tell them oral stories, not like stories that I've happened to me, and then tell them. They love it, because every time I go, tell Ms. Campos, tell us one of your scary stories, or tell us one of your stories when you were a little girl. Yeah.
So you can be an author and a bookseller.
Yes.
Storytelling.
Yes, I could be. Yeah. Yes, that's an awesome idea.
I have a question. What would you do to change this school?
Oh my God, there's so many things. I think we have wonderful and amazing teachers, but I wish we had more money to have more resources like this podcast club. I wish we had more clubs like this. So I think one of the things I've always wanted to do, and I just never have time, is try to write grants so we could have more money. If we had more money, we could get other people to come, like the teachers wouldn't have to do these clubs. I'm so happy Mr. Moreno always volunteers to do these clubs, but it would be nice that we had volunteers from a college and come into clubs, or volunteers from a junior college and teach us robotics. And this way, you know, maybe our teachers, give them a little break because they have to work all day and then have to do the after school clubs, which of course a lot of teachers are awesome and they do a great job. But if we had more people coming to do clubs, but for that we need, what do we need?
Money.
So like writing grants, or maybe trying to find volunteers. You guys are giving me an idea. Maybe trying to find some volunteers that could come and we could offer more more clubs to our school and make it more exciting for the boys and girls.
Or like have like a big, like have things that we could sell, like a big yard sale.
Oh, that's a good one, to make some money.
To make at least like a few $100.
Yeah. And yeah. Some of your books too.
Right. Oh, sell my books. Lola, you're saying write a book, make money, and then donate money to Mariana, right?
Or like have more like
fundraisers. Yeah. So we are talking about that. Ms. Vargas is really trying to have a PTA or a PTO so we could have more fundraisers, because right now we're only allowed to have three fundraisers. But if we have a PTO or a PTA, we could have as many fundraisers as we can. So that's another goal. Again, like I said, there's a lot of things that are happening at Mariana, and I'm excited. And those are the things that get me excited to come to work, you know. I know it's hard to be a principal, and it's hard to be an assistant principal, but every day you come with a new goal that makes your job so much easier. So hopefully if we get that, we can get more money, and we'll maybe have Procorico, a football, basketball teams, you know.
Like more equipment for outside.
Yeah, soccer. Yeah.
That would be nice.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing many staff and TAs, they have Starbucks drinks, and I want to know, what is your top three favorite flavors?
Yeah.
I like caramel macchiato, but I know it has a lot of sugar in it. So when I go, I always ask them just to put one pump of vanilla and only a little bit of caramel, because I know that's where all the calories come. But I love caramel macchiato. I just try to make it, less calories.
Less sweet.
Yes, less sweet, so it won't have that much calories.
Less sugar.
Yeah.
Do you get any bread or a snack when you're over there in Starbucks?
You know, I try not to, because again, it's a lot of calories. But when I'm a little bit like, okay, I'm less stressed, I like to get the egg bites, because those have a lot less calories. So I'll have the egg bites.
Yeah.
Well, and then if I'm really, really like stressed, that's when I have the coffee cake.
I can recommend the peppermint mocha.
That's a good. I always stick to the same thing. I'm a little bit boring like that, because people say, "Have you tried this?" Just but I really like the caramel macchiato. But I do try once in a while.
Miss Campos, can you tell me about a student who has made a significant impact on your
your
career here and stuff?
Okay, let me think, because there's been a lot. Oh my God, I don't want to tell you guys sad stories either, because then it's going to make it sad. Let me think of one that hasn't. Oh, you know what? I had a student when she was in second grade, and I taught second grade for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
She always used to organize my my desk, and she used to organize things for me, and she always let me just do it for her. You know, she goes, "Miss Campos, can I organize your desk?" Like, "Yes, go ahead. Can I organize this?" And she used to make me like my little folders, and she used to put like, slips, like tardy slips, and then she used to label it attendance. And I always had my desk very organized because I would let her organize it for me. And now now that she's older, she graduated, she asked me on Facebook if I wanted to be her friend. And I said yes, and I found out that she's in the military, and I'm gonna invite her for the 100th year celebration. And she's like a top ranking officer. Her name is Christina Franco. She's like a top officer, and she asked me to be my name, and I go, I never in a million years thought she was going to be, you know, going to the service. And so I'm excited to see her, and we do like talk to each other. But what I did like about her was that instead of making, like, I'm always telling the kids to be organized, to do this, instead, she would help me to be organized. And I was like, wow, I never knew that a student could be so helpful and make me be a better person, you know, try to keep organized.
That student became an officer?
Yeah, she's in the service. So she's going to, I'm going to ask her if she would want to come to our school for our 100th year celebration in March the 31st.
Wow. Okay, so I would like to ask, have you ever thought of having Shrek Day, you know, like a little Shrek Day, like a little festival?
What do you mean, Shrek?
Like Shrek Day.
Shrek?
The cartoon. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, one day when I was in Halloween, one time I dressed like Fiona. Are you Shrek? That's Shrek?
Yeah.
Is that what it's talking about?
Yeah.
Oh. So, and I got to remember that was the first year I actually, I think Mr. Martinez always gets first place. I think I either got second place or third place. And I was so excited because I dressed like Fiona. So I think it would be fun. I think I still have the costume. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, you know, we could do like little challenges. That was just, yeah.
Well, I think that would be fun. And I already have the costume.
Miss Campos, going back to the student, I feel like she would be the cleanest in that whole area.
Yeah, yes, that's why I didn't think she would be in this room, but now it makes sense. Now it makes perfect sense. Like, you know, she has to be if she's, they have to be organized and, you know, clean. Uh-huh. And yeah. So I think, and she's a woman, which is even a good idea.
Uh-huh. Do you think the school is a good school for like anybody, like your niece, your nephew, your kids, even if you have kids? Why or why not?
I think it's the best school in the world, not only of East LA, of the world. I love Mariana, and my son and my daughter actually did come here for a few years. And my nieces are here now. My nieces are Eva and Amelie, and they're both coming here. And my other niece, Carissa, which she already graduated from UCI, she came to this school too. So I do think it's a good school. And as a matter of fact, grandchildren, I'm going to bring them to this school one day. And maybe, who knows, maybe you guys will be my grandchildren's teachers if you guys decide to become teachers.
Miss Campos, what is the hardest thing you've ever needed to do? Like, during your teaching years or your vice principal years?
You know, I think working with children is hard sometimes because you want to be nice to kids, but sometimes when you have to show them the rules and you have to be strict with them, it's hard to do. And you know, I sometimes when they come into my office and I see them, they're crying or because they did something wrong, I still have to show them the right way to do things. And I do want to like sometimes just hug them and say it's gonna be okay, like, but I have to be
to show them respect.
Yeah, show them respect. And that is hard sometimes, but I think that if you teach students how to behave, it's going to go a long way, right? If you tell them the rules and you show them how to work hard and how to be in class and how to be respectful, then one day, hopefully, they're going to come back and they're going to say, you know what, Ms. Campos, I appreciated that. You know, instead of letting me get away with not doing my work or letting me get away with acting up in class and you show me how to behave, then one day they're going to come back and they're going to be thankful because maybe whatever you taught them here helped them to graduate from college and to become, you know, good leaders. And they're going to teach them how to be better students.
Thank you, Ms.
Campos. You're welcome. I'm so happy we have this club. And thank you, Mr. Moreno and students. And I really appreciate you inviting me. And I'm glad I was your first guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Sorry, Ms. Campos, but I have another question. And I feel like it's going to be really interesting. What was the hardest thing about being in quarantine?
Being in quarantine is seeing people getting sick, and it was really scary. I think it was scary because we didn't know what was going to happen, right? And of course, we didn't want to see children getting sick or their parents. And it did happen that, you know, we had to have a lot of families losing their jobs and staying home. And sometimes we were worried, how are the children doing at home? Are they getting enough sleep? Are they getting enough food, or what's happening? So we were worried about our children. But when we came back, remember when we came back, it was like the happiest time because we were like, oh my God, we finally get to see each other. And I remember I would get mad too, like if there was not enough technology. I was so mad, like, I can't believe we don't have enough Chromebooks for the kids. And I was calling the district. And so it was a lot of emotion. Sometimes I was angry. Sometimes I was sad. Sometimes I was worried. But at the end of the day, I feel like we all survived and we're all here. And when we all came back and you guys were saying goodbye to your parents and your parents were dropping you off and your parents were worried about you because they didn't know what was going to happen when you came back. And guess what? We all survived and we're all here. And I think that made us stronger, right? We're like better people. We're better students because we all made it through.
Sadly, I lost two family members.
I know. And that is the part that why I was crying, because I was going to say that. That we did lose some family members. Some of us lost family members, and that was hard. And when parents would tell me, that I didn't know what to say to them, right? But I just told them, you know what? We're doing our best, right? That's all we could do. And we try to do the best at school to protect you guys too. And I know not only you lost two family members, but a lot of students lost family members.
Thank you, Ms. Gamos.
Thank you.
Yet again.
Sorry for your loss, too. Hope that you're doing better now.
Yeah.
And tomorrow. Every
thank
day.
You. Thank you. I am. And I'm just happy to be here and that we're all back, right?
Yes.
Hello, parents. You're invited to our winter performance.
Sugar and spice makes everything so nice.
The day will be at December 14th, 2023.
The time will be at 9 a.m. or 1 p.m.
Select one performance to attend. Please arrive on time.
Hope to see you there, everyone.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Merry Christmas.